Thank you, Chair. I speak on behalf of Wikimedia Sverige, a civil society organization based in Sweden, working to give humans free access to knowledge. This is the statement that I would have given if China had not blocked our application for observer status at the Standing Committee for Copyright and Related Rights. The Wikimedia movement supports one of the largest and most important educational platforms to provide free access to knowledge, that is, Wikipedia. We collaborate with cultural heritage institutions, researchers, and educators in Sweden and worldwide to improve access to free knowledge through this platform. Wikimedia is a global movement, constantly engaging in cross-border activities. Exceptions and limitations provide the flexibility in the copyright framework that allow us to work with partners across the globe to make knowledge accessible. But there are currently many different legal barriers on a global level that is blocking this work, and the lack of instruments to harmonize exceptions and limitations impede our work on a daily basis. The situation is especially difficult when we talk about co-creation of knowledge across borders. IGOs such as the EU have made some attempts to harmonize exceptions and limitations in their regions, but this is seldom the case in parts of the world with large deficits of free access to knowledge, including cultural heritage, research, and education. If WIPO would pursue the agenda of the African Draft Working Program, it would dramatically change the situation for preserving cultural heritage and making knowledge available online on a global level, especially in developing countries and underserved communities across the globe. This committee has the power to change the situation by reforming the existing framework so that it supports an enabling, harmonized cross-border environment for education, cultural heritage, and research, and we urge you to do so. Thank you, Chair.